This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
One of the few things that Republican and Democratic political professionals agree on is that the midterm elections 27 days hence are going to turn on turnout. And in the weeks left, no small fraction of the record amounts that are going to be raised and spent on this election is going to be directed firmly at getting out the vote, with one especially elusive group in mind. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Several times a week, a couple dozen volunteers gather at the historic Women's National Democratic Club in Washington, D.C. They sit at a long, U-shaped table and do their part to get out the vote.
I volunteered more this midterm season than I have in any other election.
On the day I visit, Nicole Poindexter is handwriting postcards to potential voters. Yes, handwriting postcards that have the outline of the state of Virginia, which is just across the river.
Dear fellow Democrat, we need your vote to flip the 5th on November 6th. This election is so important and your voice is more important.
That fellow Democrat's name and address may well have come from a list of likely voters, people who have voted before. Lots of get-out-the-vote money is aimed at getting those voters to show up on Election Day. But that money could be better spent elsewhere, says Clarissa Martinez. She's vice president of Unidos U.S., a nonprofit that focuses on boosting Latino political engagement.
So what you see is that this vast majority of resources actually chases highly habitual voters first and foremost.
When what you really need to do, says Martinez, is bring in new voters.
For young voters and for communities like the Latino community, they simply don't end up making the outreach target of many of those campaigns.
And that neglect shows up at the polls. Only 20% of those 18 to 29 years old voted in the last midterm in 2014, which is one reason social media is full of ads like this one from Knock the Vote, where aging baby boomers mock younger voters.
If the weather is nice, maybe you could go to one of those little marches.
You might even share this video on Facebook.
But you won't vote. We'll be there, but you won't.
Well, actually, they might. And not just because many races are so tight, political parties can't afford to ignore younger voters, but because this time around, many young voters refuse to be ignored. Vote them out, the rallying cry from the March for Our Lives following the Parkland shooting. Youth registration spiked after the protests, and those young voters mean business. In a new poll by Deep Breath, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, 34% of 18 to 24-year-olds said they are extremely likely to vote in the midterms. Some of that energy is a response to the political environment, but there's also money behind it, mostly from the left.
Our program is over $30 million, and a good chunk of that is being spent on field organizing, on the ground, face-to-face conversations with young people.
Ben Wessel is with progressive group Next Gen America. He says his outreach budget this year is more than double what it was in 2014. Outreach aimed at people like the friends of 21-year-old Skylar Reinhardt, who lives in Northern Virginia. Reinhardt is registered to vote, but many of his friends aren't.
I just don't think they're that engaged in the political sphere. Honestly, a lot of them are grinding pretty hard right now at jobs out of school.
Even so, NextGen says it's already signed up more than 230,000 young voters across the political spectrum. Mike Duhaime is a Republican strategist with the public affairs firm Mercury.
I think you're seeing new registrations for both parties at a higher clip than I've seen in a midterm in a long time.
He says the GOP hopes to pull in younger voters along with everyone else, but some campaigns are also focusing on places like college campuses and high schools.
There's no one size fits all, but you do see whether it's activities at local events or fairs, mailings to voters who've just turned 18.
NextGen's Wessel says the increased attention and funding is a recognition that the old strategy wasn't working.
Saying, look, our job needs to be to register, motivate, and turn out younger people rather than chase the same people who live in like six counties in central Ohio.
But registration is one thing. Election day is another. And the real test will come when it's time to show up and vote. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.